First of all, I want to talk about something, small, Amir Pittman's life. Not the meaning of life, but what would you call a good life lived? That's something I think we all would strive for when we check out of this mortal coil, that people would say he or she lived a good life. They really did, and they did good things, and they were for good. Or is it something so subjective that it's really hard to put your finger on? It means something very different to every person out there. I want to visit with our good friend, Dr. John Braccio, psychologically speaking, here on this station once again on a Tuesday. Regional Psychological Service in East Lansing and drjohnb.com, the home of the podcast. Good morning, sir. Welcome back.
Well, good morning. Good morning to you, Dave. And I've done, I guess over time, a lot of thinking about this. You know, we can go back to ancient times. Cicero actually wrote a very important document on the good life, actually. And he, in his view, it was a person who had contentment and virtue, that those two traits were what would make a person have a happy life, a satisfied life. And I think that if we look at what makes people really satisfied and happy, there may be those who think great wealth, great power, all these are
sure
things that would make them happy. But overall, it's really when you have a type of tolerance, you're kind of accepting of other people, you're accepting of yourself, that you are able to really enjoy yourself. But you have certain levels of moderation in terms of what you're doing. You don't just destroy yourself or hurt others or anything of this type of variety. You know how to love. You know how to love yourself. You know how to love others. And you can realize there can be two or three different rights. I mean, there's not necessarily just one way, you know, to do something. You try to put yourself in the shoes of another person. You realize if you have great gifts and talents that, sure, you can use them to advance yourself and those you love. But it's also most satisfying when you're helping others and you're advancing your whole society. So, but they're really the core of really leading the good life. And so many people are chasing the good life, looking for this, looking for that, but they're arguing, they're cutting corners here, they don't know how to love themselves, they don't know how to love others, they are kind of focusing on their own needs, they're just debating, fighting, call it whatever you will. So it's a peaceful life that you really want. That doesn't mean there's not, you know, trauma and drama
sure
and excitement, but it's really being able to just lead, the good life, where a form of contentment, where there's a tranquility that makes you happy, even in the midst of great change and great opportunities and great achievements.
What about the idea of being able to, I guess, to analyze one's, let's say someone doesn't have the benefit of a counsel like you, but being able to analyze, I go back to Socrates, the unexamined
sure
life is not worth living, as it was one of, and that was at his trial. But I mean, there's a truth to that in a sense, but I mean, can we take that too far? Is part of living a good life being able to not overanalyze one's life and to be, I guess, have a certain feeling of satisfaction with it each day, and that you're able to keep that equilibrium, if you see where I'm going with that?
Well, I really do believe that's true, Dave, because I do believe in the past, and I grew up at a time with a lot of people, and I'm sure this is true now, where there weren't always a lot of educated people around, but they had found truths. They had found things that made their life work. You know, the do unto others you'd have them do unto you. This you do my most vulnerable creatures you do unto me. To whom much is given, much is expected. We think of those now as biblical, but they really were. They were the type of proverbs that people use to advance themselves in life and have some form of tranquility. And if you don't have a vision, a way of looking at life, and a way of finding satisfaction, you're not going to have a good life because you're just going to be chasing your tail, so to speak. So I do feel it isn't really great wealth. It is not great power. It's really being able to love others, love yourself, find peace, find tranquility in your life. And I'm not the least bit trying to eliminate excitement, great humor, great achievement, but it's doing it all within the boundaries of good common sense and in finding a way to have that contentment that Cicero talked about that comes from really being a good person and trying to do the right thing and moving forward in life.
It sounds easy.
It does sound.
It does sound. You make it simple, and it sounds easy. And yet, this has got to be one of the things that people probably ponder over and wonder at some point, have I done that? Am I doing that? And I don't mean, do I match up with somebody else? Usually when we end up doing that, that's probably not a positive thing.
That's not positive.
But we say, in my lane, where I am, in my lane, am I doing this right now? Am I living true to myself? Am I liking me? Am I loving me? Am I therefore stepping out and loving others and loving the world and loving life and not necessarily being of it, but living in it and doing the best you can? It sounds easy. It's not easy, though, is it?
No, it's not. I think those that have a spiritual component have an added element to it. But if you don't have that and you're a secular humanist, that's fine. You can still find peace and tranquility, just leading I will call it the good life. You're being a good person. You're trying to love others. You're trying to be tolerant of others. You're trying to make the world better. You're trying to advance self and those you love. Those are pretty basic ingredients, but so many times the passions of anger and the green-eyed monster, jealousy, the frustration, intolerance, these things come in and they not only make the person unhappy and certainly does not have a good life, but it also impacts many others and negatively takes out parts of the good life of others. So it's pretty important that we all be striving for what we will call the good life, where there is contentment, and we'll call it good, positive behaviors trying to move forward. That doesn't mean we're always perfect. We don't make
mistakes. No. But have you, Doc, counseled people where after discussing with them and after working with them, you have them realize, because you've been able to see, from where I stand, you're selling your life short. You've done all these things, and you're being a little too hard on yourself. You've really done some amazing things. You've lived a better life than you're giving yourself credit for. I know you've worked with some people like that.
I've told many people like that. A lot of people, more than you might think, have what I call the overdeveloped conscience. They always think they're not doing good enough, or they think that they have to do more. And while there's nothing wrong with wanting to do more, but it's also important to recognize you're a pretty exceptional person. You have really tried to help others. And unfortunately, many of these persons are too many fine people that are not like them, and they will take advantage of them. So being the good person means you love yourself as well as others, because if you really can love yourself, you're really not going to allow others to take advantage of you and not give you the type of respect that you deserve, at least on any long-term basis. So these are all part of the mix, but I'm glad you mentioned that, Dave, because a lot of people I know and have worked with are really, they're here because someone else has driven them over. What I mean, I always say, ulcer getters are often people seeking help and support,
right?
While the ulcer giver is out and about, doesn't really see self as the cause of a problem. So it's a strange world where often people that are really kind and caring, we'll even call it overdeveloped conscience, are those seeking support, while those that really are problematic to others and themselves are not seeking help because somehow they see their problems, other people's behaviors, kind of oblivious to the issues that they cause. But if a person wants the good life, they have to be aiming for certain things. And as we've talked before, staying away from toxic people, of course, and people that cause negativity in their life, because that will take away from the good life.
That negative vibe, it gets out there. And you get in the positive vibe, you can feel that from people too. You really can.
Absolutely.
And it's more than just, and then you can also tell people who are either turning it on or turning it off. And some people, it's a consistent vibe. And like you say, the toxic ones, you want to try to stay away from. The podcast are at drjohnb.com. This one will be there soon. Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing for these many years. Dr. John Braccio, Sr., putting it all in to help people there in Psychologically Speak. 1320 WILS.